I thank you.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. I would like to thank yourself as well as your delegation for all the work which you put into the review. And this review is therefore finished. So, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, with this adoption of the draft reports of the Marshall Islands, the United States of America, Croatia, Libya, and Jamaica, we have completed the review of all the 14 states considered under this section of the working group. I would like to remind you that all final documents corresponding to the reports adopted during this session will be reviewed at the 46th session of the Human Rights Council in February-March 2021. I wish to recall that only what was stated in the room by delegations within the allotted speaking time will be reflected in the report of the working group. In this regard, I would like to thank all the delegations for clearly identifying their recommendations, as this greatly facilitated the work of the Troikas and the Secretariat. Let me further remind you that this was the 10th session of reviews under the third cycle and the first hybrid session in the history of the UPR mechanism. Despite the extraordinary modalities of participation, the working group continues to count with the participation of all states under review and with high-level representation. In total, the 14 delegations were composed of 263 members. One delegation was led by a vice president, 8 delegations by a minister, including 4 ministers of foreign affairs, and the remaining 5 delegations were led by other high-level officials. The full participation of the states under review, the high-level representation, and the considerable number of speakers and recommendations show a continued high level of interest for the third cycle. It demonstrates once again the commitment of the international community to the continued relevance of the Universal Periodic Review and the importance of the process at the national level. As President of the Human Rights Council, I found extremely rewarding the constructive spirit of our deliberations and the broad support for the fundamental rules that preserve the integrity of the UPR and govern the work of the working group. This continues to enhance the credibility of the process and ensures its success. Before closing the meeting, I would like to thank all those who have assisted us behind the scenes and whose work isn't always seen, and have made this UPR session run as smoothly as possible in these very challenging circumstances. I would like to offer special thanks to the Secretariat, to all conference, media, security officers, the interpreters and technicians, and in particular the wonderful team on the gallery, without whom we would not have been able to have hybrid meetings like this. Thank you all very much for having supported this session. And now, our meeting is over. I wish you all a nice afternoon, a nice weekend, and all the best to you. I hereby close the 36th session of the UPR Working Group. Goodbye, everybody.